Shalom. We're on Siman Resh Kaf Aleph 221 in Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat, on the Agadata, on the ideas and Midrashim of Masechet Shabbat. This is in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Bet. It's on page 180 in the Enayah. And the Gemara reads as follows. It begins on page 179. Amar Resh Lakish, Kol Hazahir b'tzitzit, whoever is careful in observing the mitzvah of tzitzit, zoche u'meshamshin lo shnei alafim u'shmonamot avadim. Right, there's a continuation of what we saw last time, where it says that there's a punishment for somebody who isn't careful observing tzitzit. Now we're going to talk about the positive, the reward for somebody who is careful about observing the mitzvah of the fringes. He is zoche, that he will have 2,800 servants serving him. Shneemar, as it says in Zechariah, the Navi, the prophet, is talking about the end of days. He talks a lot, especially about the Gentiles and the nations of the world. Shneemar, just tonight, just happened to get a question from a Gentile in Kenya, I think he is, where he asked about Zechariah, about not this chapter, but the Navi Zechariah in chapter 12 talks about how in the Feast of the Tabernacles, Sukkot, in Latid Lavo, all the Goyim will come and celebrate with us. And as we'll see, it's mamash connected. Zechariah is a very, talks about the universal aspect of Acharit HaYamim, of the end of days. So it says, Ko amar Hashem tzvaot biyamim mahema, in those days, so says God, Asher yachziku asara anashim mikol lishonot ha-goyim, 10 Gentiles from all of the nations of the world, v'chziku b'knaf ish Yehudi. There will be 10 Gentiles on each corner of the clothing of a Jew, of every Jew. It doesn't say every Jew. It says the individual Jew. We'll see soon who that's referring to. But the Gemara is deducing that if it says knaf, the corners, that is referring to the kanaf petil tchelet, the four corners of the tzitzit. So it says they will hold on, 10 will hold on to each corner, lemor nilcha imachem, and they will say voluntarily, let's go with you, with the Jewish people. Rashi explains, so how do we get to 2,800 from 70? We know that there are, well, let's see in Rashi. B'kanaf yish yudi, b'schar ha-kanaf, for the reward for fulfilling the mitzvot of kanaf, of the corners of the clothing, yachziku b'kanaf asara anashim, so that 10 non-Jews will hold on to each corner, mikol lashon, from every language, hare shvamot, right? Chazal say that there are 70 languages, based on, it's a tradition that there are 70 nations of the world. I don't know if people know this, but it's, if you count the descendants of Noach mentioned right in that chapter, right after the Mabul, there are 70 descendants, and that's what it's referring to. And that's why also, accordingly, the Tower of Babel, when it was split up to the nations of the world, it says that there are 70 nations or 70 languages. That also explains, we mentioned before, Zechariah says that the Goyim will come and celebrate Chag HaSukkot, the holiday of Sukkot, with us. That is the 70 bullocks, right? It's on each day of Sukkot. Starts out with 13 bulls in the sacrifice, then 12, then 11, then 10, and it adds up to 70. And Chazal say 70 is the universal number symbolizing the nations of the world. Okay, so we have 70 languages times 10 on each corner. That's 7,000. Ve'arba kanfot, and there are four corners. Yeshlo, hare alpayim u'shmonamot. All right, so that comes out to, altogether, 2,800. Right, divide that by 700. Right, four corners. Okay, what's going on? Rav Kook explains. Hayidiyah lihitpa'er b'shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, hanikra alamo v'nachalato. The idea of Rav Kook here is continuing what he spoke about last time in the previous paragraph, that the tzitzit represent the pride, the Jewish pride, that a Jew is proud of looking like a Jew, of dressing like a Jew, and even if the tzitzit, the fringes, were never in style, Jews wear them as a proud sign of our Judaism. So it says that when the Jews will be proud, when we will be careful in the observance of tzitzit, we will display ourselves proudly as Jews and as the nation of God, and ulitalil b'mitzvotav yidbarach gam ken klapei chutz, that we shall be proud of God's mitzvot even vis-a-vis the Gentiles of the world. Ba'ufin ha-galui va-bolet ki yesod mitzvah tzitzit. Like we said last time, tzitzit was one of those thick clothes that made the Jew look weird, quote-unquote, in the eyes of the Gentile. But if nevertheless we wear them, and we're careful about their observance, that, adrabah, it represents the pride of the Jewish people and our mitzvot, right? The fringes represent the 613 mitzvot, tzitzit in gematria is 600, and 5 knots, and 8 strings, oritem otom uzchartem, et kol mitzvot Hashem. Hamikasher zichron kol mitzvotea shel Torah al kanfei habeged hagiluyim. Here Rav Kook again is stressing that the tzitzit is something which is visible. We spoke about last time that his son Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook went out of his way to point out that the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, who says that one should wear their tzitzit out. And what Rav Kook is stressing this, that this is a way of showing that you're proud even before the Gentiles of the world. The Torah, the 630 mitzvot, which the tzitzit represent, when we are proud that they rest on Israel, that will influence the Gentiles and the nations of the world also to respect us. There's a very common misconception that Jews very often think, like in the Reform movement, where the Jews in Germany thought that if they look like the Gentiles, then they don't stick out, so the Gentiles will like us better. And what Rav Kook is saying is to the contrary. When you're proud of your Judaism, then they will respect you, and then they will even learn from you. I remember when I started riding the New York subways, which none of you are from New York, but the New York subways in the time were known to be pretty dangerous. And some people tell me that when you ride the subway, you should put on a hat and not wear your kippah, very obvious, tuck in your tzitzit. And my older brother told me the exact opposite. He learned in Yeshiva University. He was used to riding the subway to Washington Heights, which isn't a good neighborhood. And he says the opposite. When the goyim sense that you're scared and you're embarrassed, that's when they'll pick on you. But if you go out with your kippah and you show, I'm not scared, I'm proud, that's when they sense and they stay away from you. I studied karate for a while with a sensei sober, and he also said something similar. He says, the main point of self-defense is that when a person has self-confidence, everybody around him feels it. Right? And when people are looking for somebody to pick on or mug, they're looking for an easy mark. They don't want to fight. You know, somebody who knows how to fight. And if they feel that you have self-respect, they'll leave you alone. Rav Kook is going in that direction. By the way, Rav Kook was very, very much, I have a 70-page article on the importance of gvura, of bravery and courage in the writings of Rav Kook. It's one of the, I was asked to give a lecture, and there was a Yom Iyun Kenes on Midot HaRe'iyah, on the different character traits in the writings of Rav Kook. So I chose to speak about this Midah, the Midah of Gvura, which is very, very outstanding, Rav Kook. Just even personality-wise, when all of the leaders of the Jewish Yeshuv were scared when they, after the 1929 riots, when the Arabs said, you know, what bothers us is that you Jews claim that you own the Kotel. So many of the leaders of the Zionist movement said, okay, so let's just say, you know, that we don't own the Kotel and the Arabs will leave us alone. Rav Kook went out of his way to publicize in every place possible, the Kotel belongs to the Jewish people, right? And he got, the politicians were angry at him. He said, that's not the way, you know, that we'll find favor in the eyes of the British and the United Nations, the League of Nations. Rav Kook said, as he says here, to the contrary, when we stick up for our own, for our rights, that is when the Goyim will respect us. And it, as in the Gemara here is talking about, not only will the Goyim respect us, they will even want to help us, right? Carry our clothing for us. L'chakek yafeh tatzivyon yisraeli amiti l'chol tzadav b'chol tnai ha'chayim v'alichotehem. Ve'ad kama, that we should live a Jewish life in all of the details, dress like a Jew. Ve'ad kama she'esh b'koach yadut la'ir et ha'olam ha'chitzoni b'ornoga or Yisrael le'esh u'kedusho l'lahava. How will we be a light to the nations? The pasuk there of Kook brings here is talking about light. We will light up the world for the nations when we respect ourselves. And then they will respect us, and then they will learn from us. As a famous pasuk in Kohelet, Chochmat miskin bezuya udvarav einam nishma'im, that the wisdom of the nebachs, how do you say, the losers, the wisdom of losers is scorned, and nobody listens to him. And Rav Kook writes a lot about here also and in other places that the importance of having Jewish pride in order to influence the world. Again, this influence that we're talking about, that the Goyim will want to be associated with the Jewish people. They will want to help the Jewish people, right, with the Jew in the middle and this visual picture of the nations all around him. We're not just talking about influencing. We're talking about light. And as we know, light is comprised of all of the different colors of the rainbow, of the spectrum. Right? If you hold up a piece of glass, you see the prism. And Rav Kook is beginning to explain why 2,800 Gentiles. It symbolizes the idea of many, many, many different streams. All the different types of the 70 nations of the world, all of them will find what to enjoy by being connected to the Jewish people. Ad she'im kol shinuyei hatzivyonot she'esh lechol uma ve'uma. Even within the 70 nations, there are a lot of subcategories. That's why it doesn't say 70. It says 2,800, right? Because a lot of subcategories. She'al pi ha'mishtanim ha'musagim ha'ruchanim v'ha'regashot ha'pnimim shel tochen ha'musar. Every nation has a lot of different types of people. Mikol makom tuchal Knesset Yisrael la'ashpia al hakol. Here Rav Kook uses the Kabbalistic term, Knesset Yisrael, which l'kanes is to gather all of the different sparks of the Jewish people. Here he's referring to the concept the Zohar talks about, how Kibbutz Galuyot, the ingathering of the exiles, when all the Jews come on Aliyah from the Arab countries and East Europe and West Europe and America, we not only gather the exiles, but also gather the nitzotzot, the sparks, which were found in each and every exile. I was studying for my master's in history, the professor said something interesting. He said there are a lot of aspects of the different countries that were totally lost were it not for the Jewish people. Because the Jewish people were always the people of the book. So that when we were in Rome, you'll find Midrashim talking about day-to-day life in Rome. I remember an example that he gave of Spanish poetry from the Middle Ages. The Spanish lost their own poetry, but the Spanish Jewish poetry remained, and that helps the Spanish understand what their poetry was like. So again, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Jewish people. Knesset Yisrael symbolizes all of mankind in a very concentrated form. And that is why all of the nations, and even the different shades of each and every nation, will find what to associate and enjoy in the light of the Or LaGoyim, of the Jewish nation. L'chol umah lefi yerkah, lefi tchunata umidata. Right? Every nation, this is the concept of chanoch l'nar al pi darko. Right? Shlomo HaMelech says that each and every individual should be educated according to his, suited to his needs. I may have mentioned once that we have 7 children, and they went to 6 different yeshiva high schools, because we looked for the best place for each and every child. Rav Kook writes in Ma'amarei Re'iya, that's the same thing regarding nations, that nations have their cultures, they have their children's stories, and you cannot translate, that's the context there, you can't translate German education to Hebrew and expect it to be suited to the Jewish people. German education is good for the Germans, and English education is good for the English. Today, the idea of globalization is exactly what Rav Kook is talking about. To gather the sparks so that every nation can learn the good from each and every nation. How's it going to be done? Through Am Yisrael. That's why in the Acharit HaYamim, in the end of days, when the Gentiles want to learn from the Jewish God, that we will go up to the Mount, to Yerushalayim, and learn from the God of Israel, learn from the God of Jacob. This is what we're talking about. Because Am Yisrael, I always mention Sam Levinson, the satirist, who says that the Jews are just like everybody, just more so. And every nation will find itself in the Jewish people. Ki zeu koach shem Hashem Yitbarach ha-yotzer kol baruch hu shu chelek Yaakov. God is called the God of Jacob. He's called the God of Israel. And the way the world will learn the Tanakh, the Bible, and all of the beauty of the God of Israel is through Israel. In the land of Israel, through the Jewish people, through visiting Israel. Sheshchinat kvodo baruch hu v'ruchu al amo. It rests upon his nation. Kolelet kola or ayoter tov v'yoter nivchar sheraui liyot mitpashet l'chol tzad. And the light of Israel is meant to be spread out in every direction. Here Rav Kook is referring to the 4 kanfot, right? The 4 corners of the earth. We know that the world is round, but the term the 4 corners of the earth represent all of the different nations spread out all directions. V'lo dai shera'uya ora klaliya ze lihitpaleg minekuda merkazit al pratei amim rabim lefi shinuyehem, ela she'afilu ha'itchalkut ha'pratit hanimtzeit b'chol uma bifnei atzma lefi ha'netiyot ha'tiviyot shemitchalkot b'hemshech hazman, gam al ze tashpi ha'knesset Yisrael b'chol miluyehem. Yatsev gvulot amim lemispar b'nei Yisrael. Here also on that pasuk, Chazal say, the 70 nations of the world, the same 70 that we're talking about here. Uchar baruchot hashamayim pirasti etchem. This also is from Zechariah, that universal prophet who is talking about spreading the goodness of God to all the 4 corners of the earth. Again, the symbolism of the tzitzit and the 4 corners of the tzitzit. What it's talking about, by the way, there in that prophecy in Zechariah chapter 2, is it's talking about the return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel. But Rav Kook is stressing here that even though we are leaving America, Australia, Germany, Yemen, and coming to the land of Israel, we are not separating ourselves. We want to continue influencing the world. How? Through the home court advantage. Everybody knows in sports that the home court advantage, you have your fans, the atmosphere is on your side. And that way, we solve the problem of assimilation. Because as long as, right, that's the obvious question, how are we supposed to influence the world if we don't want to marry them, we don't want to live among them? The answer is globalization. And like Rashi brings down the Midrash, that Zvulun, he was a businessman, and all the nations used to come to do business with Zvulun, and they would come to the land of Israel, and they would say, once we're here, let's go up to see Yerushalayim. And they will be blown away by the Beit HaMikdash and the Jewish nation and the Jewish theology. Hashpa'a hazot hanovat mimakor Yisrael ina mushpat rak al yechidim ki imhi ru'uya ladrachat knesiyot v'chatot rabot v'shonot shekol echad yesh la matara v'tzivyon tachliti. Again, not four Gentiles, not even 4 times 70, but 4 times 70 times 10, right? 10 on each corner. Rav Kook is explaining that is representing all of the different types of Gentiles, even within every nation. By the way, it's important to stress, a lot of times people think that nationalism contradicts universalism. And we see in Rav Kook, throughout all of his writings, the exact opposite, like he's writing here. The more nationalist you are, the more universalist you are. Because we want to help the all the nations of the world. What is the bracha to Avram? V'nivrechu v'cha kol mishpachot ha'adamah. We want to bring blessing to all the nations of the world. Through, how? Through the Jewish people. Chazal tells us that Yerushalayim brings down the bracha. The pipe of bracha, of blessing to the world, comes down to Yerushalayim, through Yerushalayim, and from here, it is spread to the nations of the world. In other words, Yerushalayim is not just the Jewish national capital, which it is, but it is also the universal capital, and the two don't contradict. To the contrary, they support each other, because it's good for the world to have a central place. The question is it going to be in New York or Hollywood with all that that represents? Or, as the Bible says, is it going to be in Yerushalayim with all that that represents? V'chol ze yetzei lapoal al yedei tshuva haba acharei bina. Here Rav Kook is beautifully alluding to the Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, which explains why the Shmona Asrei was set up in the way that it is. Why is the fourth bracha bina? Atachonin le'adam da'at. Hashem, God, help us understand. Why is that right after the third bracha of holiness? Atak kadosh. Baruchat Hashem elokei kadosh. So the Gemara there explains, bina achar kedusha, that wisdom comes after holiness, as it says in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 29, V'kdishu et kedosh Yaakov v'et Elokei Yisrael ya'aritzu. That